Mich ist eines rote Gebete. Und das wurde mir gesagt, ich habe gesagt, dass ich hier mit Menschen und ich schätze, dass die Zutzbach, die Autor, die Zutzbach, die Tante, die du gedacht hast, du schaffst, ich muss wohl keine Familie, das ist es. Aspire to be. How do we be? We'll continue to be with Hashem. Wait, so I just want to just gather together some thoughts as we poise in the last few minutes of another Tisha B'Av. First thing is, as we often mention, we have to see and understand that the Tisha B'Av itself is a very important way of great achievement. We don't always see it as such. Just the quote, the Shtikul Tash from Meshach Chochman, Pesach that we said in Eicho, Zochir Tirskoy, Yisoshoach Alay Nafshi, Zeis Oshi Velibi Alkei Noichel. Zochir Tirskoy means I remember, and I'm taking over with my Yisbeidlis Tfilner Bechias, Zeist Oshi Velibi, and this I will internalize Alkei Noichel, and therefore I have hope. What is it we're talking about? The Zochir Tizkir of the Chorban. We're talking about crying for the Chorban. What is it, Alkein Oichel? And he says, simple words, a concept that we've often mentioned, that the Bechir that a person davens in Yerushalayim is the Mafteach, the Sherush, of its being rebuilt. The Medrash state, Omar Rebbe, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the schar oisa b'chi ani machlis go yoseichem. The schar the b'chi, and so many times we say, when we sit on the floor, we don't know what we're doing. We're doing great things that we've often mentioned. We're building mikdash. The schar oisa b'chi ani machlis go yoseichem. So the Meshach Chochman, the Pshat and the Pesach, Zocher Tizker, V'Sashoach Alei Nafshi. We remember, and we're overtaken by this in your name of Gaguim for Yerushalayim, Zeis Oshiv Alibi. This itself I will internalize. Zeis Oshiv Alibi Alkein Oichel Pirish, Bishvil HaBechi Oichel. Zescha Zei Yibonim Bishamidjash Mehevi Amein Bechi Nirosim. And that's why he finishes off. We mentioned, Kalam Sa'al Yishayim Zeichu Baroya, because the Avedus itself is that which brings the Midrash. And therefore, with everything that we've done today, there isn't a question that Klal Yisrael collectively have come today to the Yisrael Yerushalayim, in whichever way we're able to find within ourselves. And that's something that's been the Makarav of Mikdash in very meaningful ways. And that's why the day turns from the bitterness of Avelus to the Tkufa of hope, because it's the Avelus itself which builds, which channels the future of hope for Klal Yisrael. And we have to see it as such. If I can say, under the circumstances, I want people to realize this. Be'ez Hashem, this will be the last time we ever need to do this. But we need to understand, in a matzav of goals, it's the schir to be able to fast on Tisha B'Av. Because it's something that we're doing to be able to connect and to rebuild. And if that's about the goals, is not our chosen situation about that. It's bitter, with the fullness of the bitterness of everything that the biting goals means for us. But if we're able to elevate ourselves and do something to relate to the Golos and to bring back the Shechina and to give a message to Ribbono Shel Olam, this is a situation which troubles us in a way that we're able to express for ourselves. It's a bit of chashuv. So it's Oshiv Alkein, Halibi Alkein Oichel. But it's like just to remind ourselves, the day of Tisha B'Av Be'etzel is made up of two different chalukim. There's the pot, which is the avelus. You sit on the floor, there's things that we do, in this avoka avelim. You know, isik in melocha, vachadayma. And then there's another pot, Tisha B'Av. And often we don't fully see the two concepts. There's another chalik of Tisha B'Av, which is a yom of tshuva, which is a yom of tzveikus takodesh baruch, a yom tzvila and tshuva. An oval is allowed to eat. An oval is allowed to wash his hands. Why are we not eating? We're not eating on Tisha B'Av because of Avelus. It's a very different tools. Avelus is not the Chayim Tanis. Avedis is not machayev, a person can't wash his hands. The reason why we don't eat, the reason why we have so many of these other restrictions, is because it's a day of Shet HaGemor, Chazal, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a day of Avedis. Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, of his Tarbus, of Tveikus, the Rebbe Yishalot. It's a way in which we moir ourselves to find Tshuva, to become close, to leave the world around us, behind us, and seek Tveikus in the most meaningful and important time. Yom Kippur is a day of great Ahl, a day of Kapora, a great Tzlicha. When we have a Tisha B'Av, we have two things together. We have on the one hand, there's an Avedus. We sit on the floor with certain restrictions that we have. But on the other hand, it's a day of Tveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Yom Tshuva Tzvila. Even Yom Tzvila, like I mentioned again, just to remind ourselves, in Poskim state, there's 5 days a year when we're mashkimim. We come a little bit we have different menhagim nowadays in Tisha B'Av for various reasons, and I'm not trying to evaluate everybody's mahalach. But we need to know the makor, the source of these things. 5 days of mashkimim. What are the 5 days of mashkimim? And Tisha B'Av is one of them. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuot, Rambam, Purim, and Tisha B'Av. Those are the 5 days of mashkimim in the tefillah. He's supposed to get up early. And what's common between all of them is a day of tefillah. It's a day of tzvikus and tefillah. We know all of that, each and every one of them. So we do a balance because we don't want to finish too early, and we don't want to be misiach b'satzayis. But in principle, as is makoris for Rishonim, which you don't have time now to see, it's a day of tefillah. Tzvikus and Kodesh Baruch Hu is very, very meaningful in the open in which we are and in the way in which we do it. As we move away from Chatzos, the Hilchos Avedos, they recede and subside. You get off the floor, you're allowed to start to be oisik in various kinds of malachas, various activities. It doesn't have the same chomer of Pesach Hadas in the afternoon and Hadas in the morning, although the whole day is a day of Avedos. But those halachas we move away from. However, when we talk about the Yom Tefillah, the Yom Tshuva, the Yom Tzayim, that Tisha B'Av is, and Tisha B'Av is the Hayomim, Hamoirim, the Tshuva of the main ones, after Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, the main day of going to Tshuva, as the day progresses, it intensifies the Inyan of Tveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Gemara is a ganze Sugya, which is not for now, a Sugya of Ne'ila, Nezok, the Yazoy, Fafal, Samadai, Shispal, Koloyer, the very interesting Tzachi, if I can mention, ready from Rishayim. Those who have been the parents of the multi-year Taich. The Gemara has a discussion about the Ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, Efshiyav, Halavashi Yisfal Kol Ayayim. Friend of the Shoyim, Halavashi Yisfal Kol Ayayim doesn't give you an excuse to be able to say Tfilah Stam. So there have been a bit in the Sukkim Sochim now, but Tisha B'Av is a Yayim Be'etzem, which there is answers to Tfilah, the Tvikas, that's the Etzem, the most of the whole day. And what a person does more ba'etzen is within the calling of your Tisha B'Av. Kach v'kach. As the day progresses, and as we get to the end of the day, and as we gather together the thoughts which we're poised today, at this juncture of the Tisha B'Av to join together, the chelik of the Avedos is the chelik which move away from somewhat. But the chelik of the Dveikus, the chelik of the his karmas of the Yom Tzayim and the Yom Tshuva comes to its intensity, comes to its climax towards the end of the day. And we want to come away from Tisha B'Av feeling closer. We want to come away from Tisha B'Av with the Mahalach, where the Tshuva and the Tefillah and the Yom Tzayim has achieved everything that the calling of Tisha B'Av has to do. Both in the Yonim Avada, the Avedos, the Gaduim from Mikdosh, and in practical lives, of doing tshuva and dveikus, and being nisbeina, contemplating where, how we're going to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emes is that even in the mahalach, in the simple mahalach, of bringing geula, of bringing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, you know, we often think Mikdash is a very abstract kind of phenomenon. What do we need to do to bring Mikdash? How does this happen? Gemara steht doch, als gedei der Tshuva, shemekarebes, as a geula. Klal Yisrael, the reason why there was a cholim is because Klal Yisrael lost their way. The way to find the Rebbeinu Shel back is by mechazik ourselves, by finding our way back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very simple kind of scenario. Yet the machshavas tshuva that a person does is that which is done to be able to bring the Rebbeinu Shel back, to bring the Rebbeinu Shel close. Above that, tzedakah, achzach, tefillahs. Perhaps we'll have a little bit of opportunity to really understand in the final few moments to understand a little bit about the tefillahs of the union of Mashiach, the union of Gilui Yeshiva and Beis HaMikdash. In principle, the calling of what we need to do this era for, we want to come away from this Tisha B'Av having made a difference, besides for the chedek of what would be misavu, a hero tshuva, something about a plan to move forward with a different vacus to Rebbeinu Shel Olam in his Torah and Avodah Maaseh and care for each other is going to make an impact which is going to carry us forward. And let's be misbehaving and come on the kudas. The kudas of, a lot of the churban specifically had to do with Benam Chaveiro in this Benam. It's really about attitudes amongst people. And I'd like to share with you, if I can, another delightful words from Moshe Chochem. Attached to the Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says, the Gemara on Kuf Yutes on Shabbos has got lots of different Gemaras about the reason the Churban in Shemayim. The Gemara says, Domash Barabar, Rav Shim, Barabar, Rav Hanina, the Churban in Shemayim, and on the Shvil, Shaloi Hechichu, Loi people didn't work machazik or mechiach each other in the derech Hashem and derech Avod. Shneema, also that we mean today, Nechal. Horus orach ayolim lemotzudire. You're like ayolim who didn't find any pastures. Very interesting drosh of the Gemara and an even more interesting type from Meshachochem. So the Gemara was made thus. Ma ayol zeh, loyshe shal zeh, betzatz novi shal zeh. The aisle thus exceeds the way that they form in line, gather together. The head of the one is just towards the znovoy, the tail of the one in front. The taich in the posuk is a little bit mystical. I want to tell you a taich, and I shall talk with you all to speak about this in the haftarah of Shams Chazoyim. Explains that the inyan the chizuk that we gather happens in one of two ways. It happens amongst comrades, friends, bnei mishpacha, people of shaykhs. And you see, you learn from each other, you see a nice and table that somebody does, and that has an influence, that has an impression. And the derech of one person's mahalach in conduct, his middas and his chizuk, whichever may be, influences others. That's one inyan of tichocha. There's another inyan of a tichocha, where there's a michiach, a grace of tzaddik, and somebody is a ishmurim, a grace of elachayid, who you look up to, you understand, he's somebody who's Muslim in the derech Hashem, and he can teach tichocha. And both of them are valid tichochas, and he says that the Medrash Neichot talks about both. But I want to tell you what he says about this. He says, when this pasuk is telling us, the ma'ilim, which is roishir zozek, and it's not roishir zozek, it means the following. What happened was, people amongst each other didn't see the minors of each other. They saw other people's frustrations. Roisha Shalzek negat novish, as that means, my head was only about your back, about your frustrations, about your weaknesses, about your shortcomings. I didn't see anything about you that I had to admire. So there was no moichichin ze as any taiches the boss is going to UK, it doesn't say ze, no ze. That's a different thing that we were talking about, the moichich who's telling us. We're talking about people amongst each other. And people amongst each other didn't allow themselves to be inspired from each other because they didn't see, but didn't see anything good about anybody else to follow. And if we look for a bit of this series, we're looking for ways to come away from this with positivity. You know, we have ahead of us a tgufa of Ben Azman. A holiday period, a Ben Azmanim period, call it whatever you want. Tgufa of Ben Azmanim is an extremely valuable tgufa. It's a very valuable tgufa in Avodah. It's a very valuable tgufa in giving us opportunities for so many things. And let's understand. We're going from Tisha B'Av into Avinu Zman. We're finishing off for the last few minutes of Kedusha of Tisha B'Av. London is Avinu Zman. Where is it leaving me? One of the Inyonim is this Inyon. We're going to take the message from the Mashachah, from a message from the Gemara. It's a time when people are going to be interacting with each other, with family members, whatever it is, with other dimension, in a different kind of a format, in a way that we don't necessarily have the opportunity to do during the year, different times. And make an avoider of seeing milas, of seeing attributes to follow. See, was Yara Machta Lutazah, whichever it may be, Amida, an Eberkeit, helpful, an Ederkeit, whatever there is. But we're trying to train a positive kind of interaction from people. Nezet Vayanim is Roshu Shalzeh, and I get Roshu Shalzeh. We see from other people, okay, everyone will learn from Atzveta. Ain't a dead from Atzveta, or Moshe Zot, that they're coming off tight and down, and you're going to state your father down and off tight. It is, rather than talking about other things or thinking about other things that he doesn't do. Whichever way it is, people are able, people speak able, people are helpful, and everybody has within each other, with every unit of whichever it is, such a chavayim, virus, and virus. We're trying to focus and trying to understand, trying to create an environment of positivity. How you do this? Then the invention, again the end of health, and again the end of midstayers, whatever they come to dominate. That hamruach, a gewaltig yitikum from the fallout which happened. Shalei vichichus eres that people weren't prepared to learn and be influenced from each other in every kind of positive way. From machna positive, we've all got so much to learn from others. And try to train our minds to be able to see things differently, analyze things differently, pick up things differently. Better gewaltig yitikum. Et hat ihr aber ist immer machen zu sagen der Mensch in der Zone für ein bisschen mit in der Luft der Zone das sagen sein oder haben das sagen sein nicht das the show is just how we speak about other people, how we learn from other people, how to do we interact with other people. We say there are other things. In this manner is a tfufu. You know, a lot of the difficulty that we have in trying to find meaningful, if you call it change, or his burdenness in our lives, is the fact that we run a life, the body of our rat race, we're busy the whole time, morning to evening, there's very little space of mind for a person to try to think about himself. Where's he up to? Where's he going? What does he want to achieve? How can he do things better? How can he do things differently with himself? Remember, as Achmum and Terach mentioned, doing something on the other side, they push it, they don't have the space within themselves to be able to work things out within themselves. It's always a constant kufa. A switch-off period. Well, let's call it a period of isvayinus, a period where the regular running around the book of Erech can change a little bit. And we can start to internalize ourselves for zich, let's call it a cheshven anachesh, or call it something a cheshven in life. And try to work out for ourselves. There's some things which we need to do with ourselves, but we don't allow ourselves push the opportunity before to think about it. Or may talk to machash people cheshven with ourselves, with our family. Whether it's individual tikkun, we're going to start to put in practice this kind of thing. You know, I say even about myself, I was from Molech, incorrectly so clearly. There's so many times you want to have an opportunity to just discuss with the kingdom about something, get the machachizik molezeh, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't work out because the tears doesn't come together. And there's some time when a person needs to think to himself, you know, we've got a period ahead of us which can be used in such a positive, useful kind of oifim. And look, we can have a sign that we can have this, we're going to make this program together. Whichever machachizik it is. And about it, that's generally collectively. When a man shows the rabbi say things for himself, when he say that, how can he start to do things differently? How can he enhance himself? How can he enhance in whichever area it's going to be? He can obey our right covenant. If this is his learning, where he's going to make his avodah different? Where he's going to start to think about himself? He's going to use an opportunity of his blindness, which eludes us in our lives so much, so elusive, just to be able to say, think and make cheshvinus and that's where it's about how we can improve the eichas and the tachas are kind for which all of us are here. But I don't want to keep that in mind longer. There's a lot, so much in the chaim of Eid. which ultimately Hotal Safaychus, the connection to Ben Shleyam, to the Makom Avodah of Midrash. But if we just allow ourselves, result of Ben Shleyam, that the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch is something which is so important for us. And we're going to think, I'm going to work upon ourselves about this Tisha B'Av making a meaningful difference in our connection in whichever way it's going to be. And ultimately, that's the calling of Tisha B'Av. The calling of Tisha B'Av, as I say, is that Yom Tshuva, that Yom Hiserius, that Yom Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's the ikur of what this time is. And I'd like to perhaps just finish off with a Vedl and a Remes. The rest we'll discuss in Yonah of Chizuk, in Yonah of where it leaves us and how we're going to, how we'll say that Yom and how our interaction with people is going to be. The rest is Zil, Gemur, and it'll be left for our further consideration discussion. But if it's the Hachlota with which we come out, if it's the Ne'il of our Tisha B'Av, a Hesir is to find a different way, it's a different way of interacting with each other. And a different kind of Seidah Yom, and Vekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us a Gevalt to get Tachlis and Tehillah's Toiv, which is what it's all about. I want to finish off Mamash with a Vedal, who said in Eli Tzion, so in Eli Tzion in the Kina, we talk about all the things which we've lost in Churban HaMikdash. And one of the things which the Achreim on Mispalem, he talks about Pidyon B'chayreho, Eli, one of the things which we will, which would bewail, is the Pidyon HaBachayim, and Allah prayed of the Kasha. The Korbanos we don't have, many things we... Pidyon HaBen, people do it to say that the Pidyon HaBen is tomorrow, the Pidyon HaBen is the answer title of Pidyon HaBen. What says in the Matzah of God is the Shlok of Pidyon HaBen? So I just want to share with you a delightful vote, it's actually the Shlok of Pshat, it's on and on to Gemes. The Rebbe Shlok, when he took out his heart out of Mitzrayim, or to the Zod, B'ni B'chayri Yisroel, the Rebbe Shlok made Pidyon HaBen, Shlok of Chazal, the Rebbe Shlok is Mekai Mitzvahs in Torah, and the very shuk to Khal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim has not pitied that arisen on Khal Yisrael from the Golos with the B'nei B'chayri, the very shuk B'chayri given. There was a Mitzayim in Mitzrayim and unfortunately a Mitzayim Yerushalayim. In the Mitzayim Yerushalayim, the pitying of him that the very shuk did was unfortunately reversed on Tzigvon and Tzrik. On this and Mispal, the Eivish of Al-Hel from Taka, should see that Khal Yisrael have such great gathering. We see ourselves as B'nei B'chayri. We see ourselves as the one who declared Rebbeinu Shleilim as the Tata from the belt and the Tata of us all. We take that very pride position of Benin Rebbe Chayil Yisrael, and Rebbeinu Shleilim will come again, the Mehira to be paid the Mekhal Yisrael, Aliyin collectively and everybody individually. So see from this Tisha B'Av Amokim Yeshua, and Amokim Yiskarvus and Geula, actually go to another Mehira of Yomim Yiskarv, which am I Mehira of Yiddish. Amen.